It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, March 24th, 2015. Today is the 60th anniversary of the Broadway opening of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof by Tennessee Williams. It remains one of his best-known works and is said to have been his personal favorite. The play was a huge success, running for 694 performances, and it won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama in 1955. Set in the Mississippi Delta plantation home of Big Daddy Pollitt, a wealthy cotton tycoon, the play explores the relationships among members of Big Daddy's family, particularly those between his son Brick and Maggie the Cat, Brick's wife. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof explores several recurring motifs, including greed, superficiality, lying, sexual desire, repression of true feelings, and dealing with death. The play was adapted as an acclaimed motion picture in 1958, starring Elizabeth Taylor and Paul Newman, with Burl Ives recreating his stage role as Big Daddy. Cat is the story of a family in crisis, as they interact over the course of a single evening gathering at the family estate in Mississippi. The party is to celebrate the birthday of Big Daddy and his return home from the hospital, with what he has been told is a clean bill of health. The rest of the family, except his wife, are aware of Big Daddy's true diagnosis. He is dying of cancer. His family has lied to spare the aging couple from pain on the patriarch's birthday, but throughout the course of the play it becomes clear that the Pollitt family has long constructed an elaborate web of deception in which it now finds itself hopelessly entrapped. Mendacity is a recurring theme throughout the play. Big Daddy uses that word to express his disgust with all the lies and liars he sees around him, and with the complicated rules of social conduct in Southern society. An oft-repeated phrase is the line, "Wouldn't it be funny if that was true?" It is said by both Big Daddy and Brick after Big Mama and Maggie declare their love, and it is the last line of the play. The ways in which people deal with the certainty of death are also the focus of the drama, as are the futility and emptiness some encounter when confronted with their own imminent mortality. Similar ideas are found in Dylan Thomas's poem Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night, which Williams excerpted and added as an epigraph to his 1974 version of the play. The drama has been revived innumerable times by professional companies, including an all-African-American production directed by Debbie Allen, which opened on Broadway in 2008. Terrence Howard made his Broadway debut as Brick, alongside stage veterans James Earl Jones as Big Daddy and Felicia Rashad as Big Mama. In January 2011, a production to mark Tennessee Williams' 100th birthday was presented in Vienna, Austria. For 5 months in 2011, Cat was performed at the Shaw Festival in Niagara-on-the-Lake, Canada. And at the beginning of 2012, the play was staged at the Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis. Ample evidence that with its timeless themes and universal appeal, this 60-year-old cat has more than 9 lives. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 24th, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.